Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour, we'll be featuring Motown songs that reached the United States Billboard charts from July through November of 1971. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Messengers, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Diana Ross, Eddie Kendricks, The Four Tops, Popcorn Wiley, and The Elgins, all coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
To make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. First the feeling's all right, then it's gone from sight. So I've taken out this time to say,
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
That's the way it won't.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was Take Me, I'm Ready, and they reached number 50 in July of 1971. Before that, a group known as the Messengers with a great song, but it only reached number 62 in the U.S. pop charts. That was That's the Way a Woman Is. And we started with Stevie Wonder, If You Really Love Me, number 17. This is the home of Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs that were released between July and September of 1971 for this half hour that reached U.S. Billboard chart status. Coming up, a number 38 song from Diana Ross, Surrender. While the writing team of Ashford and Simpson weren't having the same success with Diana Ross as they had with her solo debut, this single coming up, called Surrender, was the title song from Diana's just-released new album. Simpson recalled that the song was edgy, pushy, and it was one of Luther Vandross's favorite songs. I liked the chords musically, and I thought it was underrated. The original track was recorded on August 26, 1970. It had a demo vocal that was not Diana Ross's, and it also had strings, home, and background vocals. Diana's vocals were recorded in Los Angeles after that. Well, here is Surrender, right here on Motown Memories.
I want the love that you deny me, that I need so desperately. The tenderness that you possess, you deprive me. You must pay for the lonely nights that I walk the floor for you. And don't you know that you must arrest all the tear stains on my face? Surrender your love, baby. Surrender your love. Surrender your love, baby. Surrender your love. Don't you know that I'm taking my case to the highest court of love, and these are some of the charges you'll be found guilty of. You've used me and abused me till I felt like I wanted to die. You created a need in me that only you can satisfy.
Motown Memories at Yahoo.com.
Can I be your one desire? And just haven't realized that I'm lonely too, and will bring happiness to you. Yes, I would. Can I?
Eddie Kendricks with a song called Can I? It only reached 101 on the U.S. Billboard chart. And we started with Diana Ross and Surrender, a number 38 song. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring songs that charted on the U.S. Billboard charts between July and September of 1971 for this half hour. Well, coming up, a great song from the Four Tops, MacArthur Park, reaching number 38. Well, the Four Tops cover of MacArthur Park had been cut shortly after Richard Harris had taken his version to number 2 on the pop charts back in 1968, and it was placed on the album called Four Tops Now in June of 1969. It was finally plucked from the album as a single, likely because of its success as a live showcase at Four Tops shows as late into their singing career as the mid-1990s. Their harmonies were rich as ever, even back in 1990. This song was certainly a much better cover than Motown's previous cover of the song, a song by Soupy Sales that was a parody entitled MacArthur Park. Well, the modest success of this song led Motown to re-release the Four Tops album after the single was released. Well, here it is, MacArthur Park, right here on Motown Memories.
After all the loves of my life,
after all the loves,
after all the loves of my life, you'll still be the one.
I will take my life into my hands, and I will use it. I will win the worship in their eyes, and I will lose it.
I will have all the things that I desire, and my passions flow like rivers in the sky. Yeah. Oh, after all the loves, after all the loves of my life. Wanna know why? Someone left the cake, living in the rain. I don't think that I can take it, 'cause it took so long to bake it, and I'll never have that recipe again. Oh no, oh, oh no. Thank you.
all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Where you've been.
Motown Memory from the Elgins. That song later charted the United States, but this time around it reached number 3 in the UK, and that was Heaven Must Have Sent You. Before that, a person by the name of Popcorn Wiley had a song that reached 102 called Funky Rubber Band. Well, a little more about Popcorn Wiley. He was born June 6, 1939 in Detroit, and he was an imposing piano pounder. And he was a member of the Motown family of 1962, but he was fired from his Motown gig when he failed to make a show after his car broke down. He rejoined Motown almost 10 years later. Well, he also wrote the song With This Ring from the Platters. And we started with the Four Tops, MacArthur Park. That was part 2, reaching number 38. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured Motown songs that charted on the U.S. Billboard pop charts between July and September of 1971. Well, coming up in the next half hour, we'll pick up September and go through November of 1971. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.